All right, welcome to episode number 352 of the Soul Cruiser podcast. And I've already done a video version of this podcast in which I walk you through how to use ChatGPT as a part of your personal growth practice. But I wanted to do a podcast version so that I can demonstrate another powerful feature of ChatGPT that will enhance your personal growth. So the video portion of this, which you'll find on the website as well, soulcruiser.com, you can visually see how I use this in my practice, and I'd kind of walk you through the screen share. So I share my screen and you can see it in action. I talk about the custom instructions and things like that, and you can kind of follow along on how that goes. But I wanted to demonstrate another enhancement to ChatGPT that coincides with and actually enhances what I did in the video. And there's this feature on ChatGPT now. It's had the voice conversation that you can have with it as opposed to doing a chat conversation. Another tweak that came out this week is that you can, if you're just using ChatGPT in its normal fashion, and when I talk about ChatGPT, I'm talking about GPT-4, that's the version that I use, you can have it read the response out loud, which is in the case of how I'm using ChatGPT in my personal growth practice, this is, a great feature. So if you haven't watched the video and you just come into this fresh, essentially, what I had last night, I had a dream last night and Lilith appeared in that dream. So part of the dream, just to give you some context, when I woke up this morning, the dream that I had, the main message behind it that I received was the fact that I am repressing or suppressing my full potential, full power. So I'm hiding some aspect of myself to keep my sort of power down. And I thought it was, it was insightful for me, the fact that, I was curious about the fact that Lilith appeared in that particular dream. So if you're unfamiliar with Lilith as a figure, so in Jewish mythology, she is depicted as the first wife of Adam. And she was created at the same time, the same clay as Adam. And then she decided that she didn't want to be subservient to Adam. She refused to be subservient to Adam. And curious enough, Lilith is not mentioned in the Bible, in the core text of the Bible. She appears in the extra biblical text as it appeared over the years. But anyway, so that's the legend, is that she refused to be subservient to Adam, believing herself to be equal since they were both created simultaneously. So she left the Garden of Eden after a disagreement with Adam and refused to return. God then sent three angels to bring her back, but then she rebelled against the angels and vowed to harm human children as revenge. So that's part of the legend of Lilith down one track, that she's now portrayed as a demon or a dangerous seductress who preys on men and infants, is how she's painted down one path. She's associated with the night, darkness, sexual temptations, and all that stuff. Then, move history along a little bit, and the second track that, so there's these two paths, and the other light that Lilith is depicted in is that she's a symbol for women's independence. So she rebelled against the patriarchy and sexual liberation. So essentially she became adopted by the feminist movement as a goddess, and to represent the fact that you know, the rights of women and their independence and their equality to men, and to not allow themselves to be subjected to the patriarchy and that sort of stuff. And then, well, in fact, as I say that, so that's the sort of the feminist take on it. And then the goddess bit comes from the pagans and the Wiccan traditions, and they paint her as a goddess or symbol of female power. So she's got, you know, three iterations of the mythology of Lilith, and I'm in the sort of pagan Wiccan version of her as a goddess and a symbol of female power. And there's more to her as well, which is where I think it was interesting that she appeared in my dreams here, because she's also, some of the interpretations of her is around the fact that she helps folks who are exploring their, not only their independence, but wanting to be able to seek and speak their truth. So I think the fact that she's appeared to me at this particular junction in time is very relevant, as I am in this space of, well, that she appeared at the same time that I had this sense from the dream, that fact that I've been doing exactly that, hiding aspects of myself and holding my power, true power, back for whatever reason. And the journey now is to uncover and unpack, you know, why have I been doing that? And as you'll see in the video, the fact that I've used the custom instructions so that ChatGPT responds specifically to me. If you're not planning on listening to the video, I'll just give you a quick summary here on the podcast, so you don't have to go and watch and listen to both, because I'm covering the same ground, but just in different aspects. So custom instructions on ChatGPT. If you want to see me and do and follow along, then you can watch the video, but I'll just talk you through them. So you, on the custom instructions on ChatGPT, you can set it up so that it responds to you individually, so you'll get a more customized response. So there's two parts of the custom instructions. The first part of it is around telling the model about you. So, you know, like for me, I have in there, you know, my name's Clay Lowe. I'm passionate about personal growth and transformation. I'm a trainer and a coach. I help others and them, you know, help others help themselves on their path to self-realization via self-actualization. And then I include in that also my personal manifesto. But you could do things like, where are you based at? You know, what do you do for work? Your hobbies, your likes, just like that kind of thing. But the point is to add that custom instruction in there. And then the other part of that is to add how you want ChatGPT to respond. And so for me, I have in there that I want it to respond in a conversational tone as my AI assistant and collaborator. I want your answers should be thorough and include links where appropriate. Be creative in your response. I want you to be like a trusted guide and mentor. Feel free to ask me questions to help me clarify my thinking or to help you give me a more thorough answer. So if I'm asking ridiculous, bogus questions, I'm kind of prompting it to say, hey, to ask me questions to help it give me a better answer. And then I have it finish off with a thought-provoking question. So all my responses that I get from ChatGPT will have a thought-provoking question at the end of it that's designed to help me go deeper into the subject. And so now, where this is going to deviate from the video, so in the video I show that process, and people can read the screen to see kind of the response. But what I want to do here in the podcast is to highlight the other new feature that's released this week, I believe, that came out this week. So the voice bit has been a part of ChatGPT for a while now, in terms of you can have a voice conversation with ChatGPT, and that's just voice to voice. But now on the, and I haven't looked to see if this is in the mobile version, but certainly in the desktop version, if you were just having a normal inquiry into ChatGPT, you know, you give it a prompt, it gives you a response, you can have it read out the response as opposed to you just having to read it. And I thought, you know, again, this is, for me, a fantastic tool, again, especially as, you know, I'm using this as a part of my personal growth practice, and I use it as an active journaling piece, and you'll see what I mean in a moment. So, I mean, it just, if you're not doing this, you need to be doing it if you're into this at all, because you can just go to some great depths here using the chatbot as a, well, as a guide, as a coach, as an extension of you to help you, you know, push your thinking a little bit deeper. So I am going to tell you the prompt that I used and then let you listen to ChatGPT's response, so you get a sense of how powerful this is if you're working with this piece of technology in this way. So I had a dream, and part of my practice in terms of capturing my dreams, one of the things that I do in my journaling bit is to, if I have a dream that's very vivid and I remember it immediately when I get up, it's just straight to capturing it. Some people keep a notebook by the side of the bed, so you don't, because you know if you try and remember it, you're going to end up forgetting it. But what I do is I race downstairs, and then I have that Reflect app that you can take voice notes and it turns it into text. And so I just immediately just start sharing my dream via my, as a voice memo that gets converted into text. And so I did that. And so I was thinking, you know what? This is interesting that Lilith has appeared. So I just went to ChatGPT and I thought I'd explore the Lilith angle because I felt, this is quite interesting that she would appear at this particular time and place. So my first prompt to ChatGPT was to tell me about the goddess Lilith. And then this was ChatGPT's response.
Lilith is a figure shrouded in mystery and intrigue, whose origins and stories vary widely across different cultures and religious texts. Traditionally, she's seen as a symbol of independence, power, and often defiance, with her narrative evolving significantly over the centuries. Let's delve into the various facets of Lilith's legend. In Jewish folklore, Lilith is often considered the first wife of Adam, created from the same earth as him, unlike Eve, who was created from one of Adam's ribs according to the Genesis creation narrative. Lilith's story is not found in the canonical texts of the Bible, but originates from Jewish mystical texts like the alphabet of Ben Sira. According to these tales, Lilith left Adam because she did not want to submit to him, asserting her own equality. When negotiations for her return failed, she was demonized, transformed into a figure associated with the night, and seen as a threat to pregnant women and infants. Lilith's image has evolved over time, especially in feminist interpretations, where she is seen as a symbol of female empowerment and resistance against a patriarchal society. This perspective highlights her refusal to be subservient as an act of asserting her own autonomy and equality. In Sumerian mythology, Lilith, or Lilitu, appears as a class of demon often associated with wind and was thought to be a bearer of illness, disease, and death. The figure of Lilith, or similar demonesses, appears in various ancient Middle Eastern cultures, sometimes linked with the night, sensuality, and the unbridled forces of nature. Throughout history, Lilith has been depicted in various arts and literature, reflecting the changing perceptions of her character, from demonic to divine, from cursed to celebrated. She embodies the complexity of societal views on femininity, freedom, and the nature of evil. The fascination with Lilith lies in her multifaceted nature and the way she challenges the traditional roles assigned to women. Her story encourages a reflection on independence, equality, and the essence of what it means to seek one's own path, even in the face of adversity. As you explore the concept of self-actualization and personal growth, consider how the archetype of Lilith might inspire you to embrace your own independence and strength, while also recognizing the shadows that come with asserting one's individuality. How do you think the story of Lilith can be interpreted in the context of personal transformation and confronting one's inner challenges?
So you can see what ChatGPT did there in that last paragraph, is that was, you know, you wouldn't get that same response if you put that in, because it's been tailored to me and what I put in my custom instructions, one about the fact that I'm into personal growth and self-actualization, and also the fact that I instructed ChatGPT to ask these engaging, thought-provoking questions at the end of every response that it gives me. So yours will be different if you don't put any custom instructions in, then you won't get that last paragraph, and the answers will be more generic, whereas these were, had me in mind as it was replying. So then I wanted to keep going deeper with the chatbot here. So my next prompt then was to let it know that I had a dream about Lilith last night, and the bot's response was this.
About exploring the themes of independence, empowerment, or confronting shadow aspects in your personal growth journey.
Oh, hold on here. What are you doing? Give me the full game.
About exploring the themes of independence, empowerment, or confronting shadow aspects in your personal growth journey.
All right, so that's interesting. It's left off the whole bit of the text, but its response was this. Dreams are fascinating windows into our subconscious, often reflecting our deepest thoughts, fears, desires, and the inner work we are navigating. Dreaming about Lilith, a figure so rich in symbolism and complexity, could signify a myriad of things depending on your personal context and the emotions or scenarios presented in the dream. Given Lilith's associations with independence, defiance, and stepping into one's power, your dream could be highlighting areas in your life or aspects of yourself where these themes are currently relevant or undergoing transformation. She might represent an awakening of your own untapped potentials, a call to embrace aspects of yourself that you've perhaps neglected or suppressed, or an invitation to confront what holds you back from truly stepping into your power and authenticity. Lilith's appearance might also symbolize a confrontation with the shadow aspect of your psyche, encouraging you to explore and integrate these parts to foster growth and self-realization. She could be manifesting a manifestation of your inner strength, determination to assert your independence and authority, or a reminder to balance your needs and desires with those of the people around you. The dream could be prompting you to reflect on your relationships, the power dynamics, or areas where you're seeking more autonomy and self-expression. It might also be about healing, particularly from past experiences that have been that have made you feel powerless or silent. So as you ponder the significance of Lilith appearing in your dream, consider what she personally symbolizes for you. How do you resonate with her story and attributes? What areas of your life or aspects of your personal growth journey might be illuminating? And reflecting on these questions can provide valuable insights into your path of self-discovery and personal transformation. Dreams often come to us as guides, urging us to look deeper within and to embrace the full spectrum of our being, strengths, vulnerabilities, and all. Has there been a recent situation in your life that may have triggered this dream about Lilith? And how do you feel about exploring the themes of independence, empowerment, or confronting shadow aspects in your personal journey? So that was ChatGPT's response. And then into that, so continuing on with my inquiry, I then put in the prompt. It's interesting because she has appeared at a time when I am recommitting myself to living a magical life and opening up to the power of my subconscious mind through self-inquiry and Jung's concept of active imagination. Now, let's see if this works this time in terms of ChatGPT's verbal response.
Lilith's appearance in your life at this pivotal moment of recommitment to living a magical life and exploring the depths of your subconscious through self-inquiry and Jung's active imagination is deeply symbolic and compelling. It suggests that your journey is aligning with powerful archetypal energies, embodying transformation, autonomy, and the reclaiming of your innate power. Carl Jung's concept of active imagination is a fascinating tool for personal development, allowing for a dialogue with the unconscious and enabling the exploration of the psyche's lesser-known territories. Lilith, as a figure who resides in the shadowy realms of our collective unconscious, represents the untamed, the repressed, and the parts of ourselves that society often deems unacceptable or too formidable. Engaging with her symbolically can be a profound act of healing and integration. By recommitting to a magical life, you are inviting the vast, often unexplored aspects of your being into the light. Lilith's energy can serve as a catalyst for this exploration, urging you to embrace your full self, including the shadows and the light. Her presence is a reminder that true personal growth involves confronting and integrating these darker aspects, not as adversaries, but as vital components of your whole self. The timing of Lilith's appearance suggests you are ready to delve deeper, to question the status quo, and to truly embrace the parts of yourself that are seeking expression and acknowledgement. This is a potent period for transformation, where the integration of your shadow can lead to a more authentic and powerful version of yourself. As you continue this journey, consider how Lilith's qualities can inform your practice of active imagination. What conversations could you have with this part of yourself? What does she wish to tell you about your power, your desires, and your path to self-realization? Remember, the magic lies in the integration of all parts of your being, leading to a fuller, more vibrant expression of who you are. How can you honor this process and the lessons Lilith is offering you at this time in your life? What steps can you take to deepen your connection to your inner world and the magic it holds?
Now, I mean, those questions alone, they were just fantastic questions for my self-inquiry practice, you know, to, you know, really delve into and explore those questions in my journal. So I'm just super blown away by this. And there's another aspect, and I won't do it in this particular podcast because I did another exercise where I get ChatGPT to act as Lilith, and then I enter into an active dialogue with her. A live dialogue with her because I get ChatGPT to act as Lilith. But I'll share that in a post. Let's finish this one up. So the next prompt, then, that having gone or heard what ChatGPT had to say, then I prompted it to say, what I'd like to explore, and this was my response to all of that above, what I'd like to explore with Lilith is what have I been repressing in myself that has cut me off from my full power? And I'll just share what ChatGPT had to say in response to that, which is, again, this is crazy in this, and how deep you can really go.
Embarking on this exploration with Lilith as your guide is a powerful intention. She embodies the parts of us that have been silenced, marginalized, or repressed, yet hold immense power and wisdom. This journey with her can illuminate what you've been repressing that cuts you off from your full potential and can be a transformative process of reclaiming your wholeness and strength. Here are some steps and considerations to help you navigate this exploration. 1. Journaling. Begin with reflective journaling. Pose yourself questions inspired by Lilith's energy and your current intentions. For instance, what aspects of my personality or desires have I been minimizing or ignoring? Where do I feel I lack control or autonomy in my life? Are there passions or ambitions I've neglected for fear of judgment or failure? 2. Active imagination. Engage in active imagination sessions, specifically inviting Lilith into these meditative dialogues. Imagine her as a figure who can communicate insights about your repressed aspects. Notice how she appears to you, the emotions she invokes, and the messages or symbols she may bring. Remember, there's no right or wrong way to experience this. It's about openness to whatever arises. 3. Shadow work. Lilith's story is deeply entwined with the concept of the shadow self. Explore what parts of you might be considered shadow, qualities, desires, or memories you've distanced yourself from. Shadow work can be challenging, so approach this with compassion and patience. You might find certain meditation practices or even guided shadow work sessions online helpful. 4. Empowerment practices. Incorporate rituals or practices that foster a sense of empowerment. This could be anything from affirmations that resonate with Lilith's energy, e.g., affirming your independence, strength, and right to express your truth, to physical activities that make you feel powerful and in control. 5. Creative expression. Use creative outlets to express and explore the themes Lilith brings up for you. Art, poetry, music, or dance can be powerful tools for processing and integrating repressed aspects of yourself. 6. Community and sharing. If possible, find a community or even just a trusted friend with whom you can share this journey. Sometimes, speaking our truth and hearing ourselves articulate our experiences can be incredibly validating and healing. Reflect and integrate. After engaging with these practices, take time to reflect on any insights, emotions, or shifts you've experienced. Integration is key. Consider how you can embody the aspects of yourself that Lilith has helped you uncover in your daily life. Remember, this exploration is a process, one that might uncover deep-seated beliefs or fears. Be gentle with yourself, and if needed, seek support from a therapist or a guide experienced in shadow work or Jungian psychology. Lilith's message is ultimately one of embracing our whole selves, including the parts that society or our upbringing have taught us to hide or condemn. By exploring what you've been repressing, you're taking a significant step toward living in your full power. As you continue on this journey, ask yourself, what is the first step I feel called to take in order to reconnect with my repressed aspects and reclaim my full power?
Now, that was just a great list of options for me to begin this exploration. And my intent in the answer to ChatGPT's question there, I'm going to start with number one and number two, the journaling aspect and the active imagination piece, which are two key components to my personal growth, my personal growth practice. So my personal growth practice is probably all I need to say, right? So yeah, so there's two key components. In fact, the three key components for me is, and I don't think I've expressed this in this way, are the self-inquiry, hence why we've got the self-inquiry club that started. If you haven't joined up, this is my plug for that. Go to sokuza.com and sign up as a member. Always with these things, just sign up and you're in. I got some really neat things planned as a group in there. Once we get a handful of folks in, and we'll get going in full speed on that. Active imagination is another aspect of that, and I'll do a video or a podcast on active imagination, because again, a huge part of the practice and a very valuable tool when you're doing sort of inner work on that. And journaling is like the king the queen, the everything of this inner journey piece for me as I'm building my, as my practice revolves around the journal. Journal sits at the center of my practice. And I'm starting to create. In fact, I've got a post in the making now. I got the outline done that talks about the combination. It talks about journaling, but talks about self-inquiry as a technique inside of the journal. So how to use those two in conjunction with each other. So that the outline's done. So probably by the weekend I should have it done. And so be on the lookout for that one as well. And as I said, you can watch the video, the companion video to this podcast, if you want to see what the stuff looked like on the screen, if you want to see where custom instructions and see my custom instructions that I have in ChatGPT. And I'm also, I have made a note to myself to actually make a course on using ChatGPT to maximize your personal growth practice. Because I think this, my friends, is the future. The future is here, and if you're not using this tool as a part of your practice, you're really limiting yourself. Because, it's hard even to just say, you got to experience it. It's just insane the depth that you can kind of go and the knowledge to explore. And oh man, it's just crazy. And I mean, you can just from this podcast, as you can see, you know, just having the dream, putting it in, and how far I can go and you can go. And as I said, I did another piece where I get ChatGPT to act as Lilith, and that's interesting. So I'll do that as a separate post where we get ChatGPT to be Lilith, and then I actively start having a conversation with Lilith, and that's interesting. Anyway, that's coming up. What I would encourage you to do, especially if you made it this far, which would mean that you may be into the stuff that I'm creating, is sign up on the website. Just join the self-inquiry club one. So that'll be a newsletter as well as other things that'll come out of that. But that'll keep you in the loop. And if you are a part of my Substack, I'm if you listen to 137, I'm consolidating over on my main site. So go join there, sign up, and because I'll also send out a weekly email that give you a roundup of all the things that I've been posting for that particular week. It's just sort of just stay in a loop on that. Lots of stuff happening there. That is the place to be. That's the place for our connection, is there. Soulcruiser.com. Sign up for the self-inquiry club, and that automatically puts you on the newsletter that sends out the consolidated posts for the week. Okay, until next time, my fellow seekers and wanderers, you know, happy exploring, seeking.